Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And our guest is our good buddy, John Jantz, outstanding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Duct Tape Marketing. The new book is called The Referral Engine. We're talking about referrals. John, I think we've danced around this idea of training people. I don't think we've actually gotten into some of the specific things you need to get people to do, have we? I think we need to.
I think I have a very set path for what your referral sources need to know.
But first, we have to recognize that just because somebody likes you, just because you've done a great job, they still need a little bit of coaching, a little bit of education, don't they?
Absolutely.
And training. Go ahead.
And well, what I often tell people is there are about five things that your referral sources need to know in order to do a good job. And actually, it's not just you training them so they can send business to you. It's actually you're making it easier for them, which is making their life easier. But it's also going to generate more referrals. Number one, they need to know how they would spot your ideal customer. So you need to be very clear and very specific about the type of business, mm-hmm. the type of person, the type of problem that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know very simply, how to introduce you and what you do best. So don't give them the two paragraphs with all the buzzwords in it. Give them something really,
right.
really simple, slogan-y. Hey, you need to hire them if, you need this. I mean, very, very simple. Make it easy. Let your work do all the explaining of how
you need to come up with a very intuitive tagline, don't you?
Right. That's right. And then the third piece that I really have a lot of fun with this. Sometimes once people wrap their heads around it, it makes a ton of sense. But you need to identify a handful of what I call trigger phrases. If you hear somebody say X, send them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, let's say you sell accounting software. They don't usually sit around on the golf course saying, gosh, I wish I had some new accounting software. Right? they say, I never know how old my receivables are. My accountant's all over me because I can't get them accurate.
Right. Before. I can't play with you. I can't play golf with you today because my cash flow is in such bad shape.
Exactly. And so, and those are the types of things that people say that trigger they need accounting software or they need, mm-hmm. Consulting from your business. And so create a list of these phrases, and it can be very as simple as saying, hey, if you hear somebody say one of these things, they're probably a good candidate. So teach them that. And then the last piece, teach them what your marketing process is. Sometimes people hold back a little because they're not sure what you're going to do with the buddy that maybe they refer down there. So if you're very explicit about, we'll give them this information, we'll invite them to this event, we will send them, this evaluation, but we really put their mind at ease that you have a very professional approach and that you're going to treat this referral that they send in a very special way.
Right. Exactly. No, they have to know. You know what I used to tell people whenever someone would whenever I talk to them about referrals, I would tell them this. I make this promise to you, John. If they're your friend when you refer them to me, they'll be your friend after you refer them to me.
That's a great example of really simplifying your whole process and your whole, how you value trust and
right.
relationship. I mean, that's just a really great way to put it into a simple phrase.
Because sometimes if the people they refer to you are people that if you don't do a good job, it reflects on them and hurts their business.
Well, no question. I often talk about a referral as basically borrowed trust.
Yeah. Say that again.
Well, a referral is borrowed trust.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Write it down. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so to your point, if you fumble that, that you've potentially eroded some trust. In fact, that is the sole reason people hold back is if they don't. In fact, I did a survey. What's the number one reason you refer somebody? I had about 8 answers on there, and I none of them mattered because number one, got 90% of the vote was I trust they'll do a good
exactly.
job.
Exactly. Yeah, no, there's no question about that. So, folks, now, and another thing, John, and I've said this so many times on the show, don't give people a handful of your cards. Don't say, here are some of my cards, would you hand them out? I mean, that's the wrong thing to do, John.
Well, it's okay if all you want is for people to know your phone number, I guess.
Well, or if you want them to throw you, if you just want to waste cards because they're going to throw them in the garbage. I mean, people give me a bunch of cards, that turns me off.
Right.
Plus the fact that I'm not going to be, I don't want to hang on to your cards.
Yeah.
You know, give me one card.
If you want to put something in somebody's hands, put a $100 gift certificate in there.
There you go. And that works for me too, John.
Well, tell them here. If you hear somebody who needs what we do, give them this.
Finder's fees work good, don't
they? Yeah, that's they're tricky. I mean, because one of the things your real goal is that people are referring business because they A, want to help their friend, or B, they want to help your business.
Right.
And those are social reasons.
Right.
And I think sometimes it can be a little tricky if you turn that social reason into financial.
And the industry depends. It depends on the industry,
that's
too.
Right.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Well, it was always and is always great to chat with you.
We'll see you next time. That's this referralenginebook.com, right?
Yep, you can go get her today.
And johnjance.com. Check it out. I mean, ducktapemarketing.com. Quick break. No, actually, I got to go. Time flies when you're having fun. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.